everybody, and welcome to another episode of Death Store Brats. This was going to be the non-SOPA podcast. Yeah, so who's talking while I'm doing the intro? What the fuck?
We were supposed to be recording a Body Snatcher thing, but SOPA happened.
Yeah.
So, thanks, government.
Yeah, thanks, yeah. Americans.
I'll take blame there.
What? Wait, hey. Shut up.
Hey.
I don't know how I'm supposed to handle this kind of pressure.
Hey, Americans voted for it, and it passed.
I didn't. I don't even vote.
I said Americans. You are not every American.
Wait a minute. What?
Un-American.
Yeah, of course. Don't you remember? SOPA passed, and now we're shut down. This is our goodbye podcast.
Oh. You know there's one person listening going, what? Okay, well,
one person listening, like, it's about fucking time.
Ovi, every single one of your fucking tweets is a link to something on Facebook that I can never see because I don't have Facebook. What are you posting?
It's mostly shit about stopping SOPA.
Oh. On Facebook?
Yeah, Facebook.
Sharing stuff that other people put up, so.
See, Facebook should have shut it down for this.
I wouldn't have cared if it did.
Yeah, we still have Google Plus and Twitter and shit.
No, I'm saying, you know, for the blackout.
Yeah, we're better than Facebook, man.
Do we have the poke option? Oh, yes, we do. Poke, 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 poke. We win.
Yes, yes, the poke option of we go to your house and just poke you.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Okay, and just so everyone knows, if they hear the buttons mashing, I am playing Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3 right now.
Is that what the kids are calling it these days?
Yep.
Because he won't stop and be professional for this podcast that we threw together for no reason.
Motherfucker, you guys wanted to do this shit because James wanted to sit on the commentary, but oh no, he didn't have the movie, so... And he doesn't feel like staying up late.
So I had to download the torrent thingy, then I had to download the torrent again. Only 40%.
Son of a whore.
So we should just, like, release this before we do the movie, like, literally post them, like, 10 minutes apart, be like, yeah, it actually worked.
But yeah, I don't have the torrent because I had essentially...
Oh, well, that's your fault for having work.
Yeah, that is so my fault.
What the fuck are you doing working?
Yeah, fuck, dude. Play video games.
Yeah. My DS is on the other side of the room. I'm just that lazy right now. I'll watch YouTube videos.
Yes, while you still can.
Like, I'm just waiting for a SOPA ad just come on my computer, be like, oh, sorry, you're watching YouTube.
Yeah, just like... It's like as soon as it finishes up, yeah, it's like gets the full buffer, and it hits like a little, gets hit a little ad bar, like the little yellow thing that has an ad coming up, and then just SOPA.
I'm surprised the YouTube ticker thingy, I guess is the word, isn't a soap bar.
Yeah, I'm surprised that like a lot more of the sites at least didn't, you know, really put some big links to anti-SOPA shit. Like, I expected Google to have this big, you know, censored thing over the Google emblem. I expected this to happen. But no, they just have this little link at the bottom of the page. Like,
yeah, I would have expected more out of Google.
I would have expected more out of everybody. They said Wikipedia shutdown. I'm on Wikipedia right now just to say, nope, I...
No, as soon as you click a language, it then takes you to the...
Oh, well, I could search things still, so that defeats the purpose, because nobody types Wikipedia or English Wikipedia page.
Why wouldn't anyone do that? I've always done it.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe it's just me and I know how to work things poorly differently.
Anyways, I know Explosum did it. That guy with
two
glasses.
Two kinds did it.
We did it, yeah.
Destructoid?
We're definitely still doing it, right?
Oh, well, while recording this, yes, we are, but how long are we going to record this? Because I have an anthropology paper due tomorrow. And I should be working on it right now, but no, I'm playing Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Well,
and you're
there you
us
go.
About
that's
how you want to stop
why the... you don't have a job.
No, I don't have a job because no one fucking hires where I live.
That's because you live in a small town of, like, 5 people, and the only time you need someone working someplace is if the whole store has the flu.
Huh. Control, delete webcomics down, too.
Oh, well, thank God for small graces.
Yeah, I'm going through all of them. Penny Arcade's still up.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, our shop's not down, but we have links at the top and bottom of the page, and we have some designs in that aren't ours that have to be paid for us to put them in our shop. For anti-SOPA stuff.
I'm still looking around.
You didn't say we had to pay for those.
No. If someone buys them, then royalties get taken out of what they pay. See, normally how it works is there's the price for Spreadshirt to make, get the actual t-shirt and print it, and then there's our commission, and then that's the total price for the customer. They give us our commission, and then they take their money. So what it is for this is if someone were to buy one of those shirts, it would take the price for the shirt and printing and the royalty as the total price. So we don't have to actually pay. It's just if someone buys it, the original creators get paid. We're not stealing these designs, basically.
Sounds
we're
really complicated
them.
To me. To me, I want to say. It sounds complicated.
So yeah, basically, we're not stealing those designs, we're hosting them.
Damn it.
And Deadman's busy playing Marvel vs. Capcom 3. I assume Shax is looking at porn.
Yeah, I'm trying to perform a combo using a hyper combo cancel with Virgil.
That's not far from the truth. Like, I was looking at a download list for porn, but now I'm reading this article about hackers targeting Sony for anti-piracy bill support.
See, yeah. Hackers aren't all bad.
Yeah, no, this is bad.
They're targeting Sony.
They're targeting Sony, who is no longer affiliated with the fucking SOPA thing. Not to mention that hacking them is a bad thing. Hacking them and giving out personal information, letting people use freely download music, movies, and other shit out from their Tokyo-based website will only probably help push people towards saying, yeah, maybe SOPA would be the best thing to do.
Yeah, you have to realize when you're only making your own cause worse. Like if I said, against SOPA, I'm now going to go and pirate a shitload of songs, well, then people are going to be like, this is exactly why we need SOPA.
Yeah, but yeah. We already do that.
Hey, I
pay. Do it either way.
That better be fucking shut out of the podcast.
I pay for music.
I do too. I bought, let me say this. I downloaded Red's third album, didn't pay for it, it was like a week before it came out. What did I do in turn? I literally went and got an iTunes gift card, and I had the physical CD ordered already, and then I bought it on iTunes at midnight. So I paid for it twice, basically.
Well, yeah,
so,
the last time I paid for music was in the 90s.
The one thing I gotta say to people who create movies and TV shows is, I will not pay for your TV show until I've seen it. I will not pay for your movie until I've seen it. If there's no piracy, I'm never going to buy your movie. Because I'm going to stream it, or I'm going to download it, then I'm going to watch it. And then if I like it, I will purchase it.
Yeah, that's how I've become. Just because, like, renting movies has become such a rape. I mean, the closest video store to me is about a couple miles away, maybe. It's a good 10-minute drive, which, I mean, It takes a lot of gas to get there, or I don't know, a lot of gas, but it takes a lot of gas being that I gotta sit and wait in traffic and shit. And it's like, oh, then it's still another like $4 to rent a movie for overnight. And it's like, or I could sit at home and order pay-per-view movies, which is like $6. And it's like, no, I'd rather watch movies. And yeah, if I like it, I'll go buy it.
There's no video store with
it. I just delete it. Again, even what movie did I Fright Night? I downloaded that. I love it, and I'm like, oh man, I'm gonna go. I want to buy it. Deleted it off my computer. The only thing I keep is my porn. It's the only thing I keep.
Because that should always be free.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I got 4 Sienna West videos today. 4.
Not a fan of Sienna West.
What? Why? Know. Why?
What? What, oh, wait, what just happened? Slow.
We're talking about a porn star. Get with the program, what? James.
I'm reading Kotaku on awesome games I want to play.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
If we're not talking about Joker or Mass Effect, you're just not paying attention.
Well, I'm in a Mass Effect mood.
Nothing about porn stars.
What's that?
I said, believe it or not, I know nothing about porn stars.
I know too.
And that's because you have a girlfriend.
That's not the only reason, I imagine.
That's not really true. I mean, like, I know more about porn stars now, but, like, any time I've had a girlfriend, I still knew about them. But one girlfriend, when I was, like, I watched porn, like, probably 6 times a day, and I thought she was going to veer off the road and to oncoming traffic.
I never had a girlfriend.
Forever alone.
Did you ever check out that website I showed you?
Nope. I do not remember what website you showed me.
eHarmony?
No, what is it called?
I was trying to make a joke. Somebody laugh at that.
Ha ha ha, there.
Yay!
Oh!
That's okay.
I think it's called Geek to Geek or something.
So you showed him that geek dating site. I was wondering if that was what you were talking about.
Yeah.
Anna, stop shooting fireballs, Firebrand. I want you fucking demon motherfucker.
There's this other thing that's a lot like Geek to Geek. It's called Anime North. You can go there and you can get a con girlfriend, and, you know, either you can find a con girlfriend who lives near you and your relationship continues, you can try the long distance and your relationship continues, or it can just be for the weekend.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah, you see, that requires me driving to London.
No, Anime North, that's in Toronto, and you should really go to that.
That requires me driving to Toronto.
Oh, yes. Wasn't that Fan Expo? I thought that was Fan Expo.
Yeah, but with Fan Expo, I could have gone free. I do not know if Anime North can get me press. I do not know if you'd be able to get me an anime press.
Presses aren't free.
Well, fuck you then. I don't fucking know. If you can get me, a pass to go to Anime North or anything, I'll go.
I think next year we could probably get our own panel, and that would at least get you a discount.
Oh well, yeah. I will have no money.
Sorry. If we do 5 panels, it's free. Or if you do 5 panels, it's free.
Oh, dude, we could do that. We could do fucking 5 panels standing on our head.
And they don't have to be 5 of our own original content panels. I think next year, not this year, next year, we should do one of our own original content panels at Anime North. I'll put in the application for you. And then what you need to do is you need to put in a bunch of panel suggestions for just a bunch of anime or even TV shows, like, you know, any geeky TV shows, any games or anything. Anime is probably your best bet. Put in a bunch of panel ideas, and they'll put you in a bunch of panels. If you do at least 5, you get a free pass.
This seems like a lot of work.
It does, actually.
Panels are like a half hour, so that's like, what, 2.5 hours of your entire weekend.
Of your entire weekend.
Yeah, it's a 3-day long weekend packed full of shit, and you know, it's not like you're really missing out. You just have to sit at the front of the room for the panel instead of sitting in the crowd.
Well, wait a minute, don't you mean 4 days?
No, Anime North is 3 days.
Oh, Fan I thought it was 4 days. Expo. Sorry.
And yeah, Ninja Kitty was just pointing out to me that Anime North and Fan Expo both have speed dating.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. My dentist was telling me about something like that where they had speed dating. It was also a special on like HBO.
Your dentist?
My dentist of all people. She's like, weren't you wanting to go about to go somewhere last time I saw you? He's like, yeah, I was going to go to New York Comic Con. She's like, I saw something about that. It was like a speed dating thing. I just paused like, what?
Yeah.
That's what she got from that.
Yeah. Well, what other conventions do you have speed dating?
I don't know.
Thinking that Comic-Con is a speed dating thing is just ridiculous.
I don't know. There's a lot of sober stuff. On the different note, 60% of the movie has been downloaded.
See, look at that. We're just flying through it now.
Yeah, I mean, if you can get it done before 9.
And then I can only stay on for about...
Did you say you're at 0.7?
No, 1.7.
I was just saying, 0.7. Jesus Christ, screw it. Let's just do this.
Okay.
I don't understand why that happens.
And so if James gets a movie before Bobby does, then Bobby gets kicked off.
I've been here for the rest of Body Snatcher Week.
Yes, but you see...
I'm only here for one night, so...
Yes, exactly. But you see, this is your fault for having a job.
Oh, really? It could be, I don't know, your fault for not sending me the link last night, or...
I sent you the link.
Not last night?
At 3:45. And I've told you for a month now that I'm starting works this week.
Works this week?
You said the link is 3:45 and you didn't send it to me until 3:56? How dare you, sir?
Why does he sound like he's yelling into a tissue behind a like a cloth to yell at us?
Maybe I was, because I'm crying at the same time that I didn't get mine until like 11 minutes later.
Are you crying out of your eyes or somewhere else so we should be concerned and stern?
I'm out of your mom's vagina.
What?
I'm trapped inside of it.
Help, I've fallen. I can't get out.
I didn't tie a 2x4 to my ass.
Wow, I'm on DeviantArt. The main page is about 50%. It's pretty much just like deviation censored, deviation censored, deviation censored. And they're all, like, titled different SOPA crap. It's like, stop, SOPA.
Oh,
like,
son of a bitch. I don't think I have it. Let me look. There's an awesome article that I seen that I retweeted. Let me see if I can find it again. About people, like, senators and shit, that their Twitter pages have copyrighted stuff on it. Oh, yeah, right here.
So anyway,
check out these Twitter pages. Like, just the whole news article. It's hilarious.
What other movies have you guys done this week with the Invasion of the Body Snatchers?
We've done Invasion of the Body Snatchers from 1956, Invasion of the Body Snatchers from 1978, and The Body Snatchers from 1993.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Damn, I'm trying to fucking hit Thor with a rocket launcher, and it isn't working.
He's a god of thunder. What do you expect?
Would you guys say, is it pedophilia or not? If an underage person.
We are not stealing something from Podtoid, goddammit.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Podtoid has like this new running segment thing where they ask Jonathan Holmes, is it pedophilia or not?
All right, now I want to hear this out. I want to hear this out.
Alright, I tweeted Jonathan Holmes. Alright, let me bring it back up. Hold on. I tweeted him saying, is it pedophilia or not if an underage person thinks Tom Brady of the Patriots mailed them semen?
What?
On the latest episode, he was talking about patients that he deals with, and some of them, He was giving out an example of some of them were like, oh, Tom Brady loves me. He's gonna give me babies and blah, blah, blah. So I took that and made my own, is it pedophilia or not?
How do you know, like, when she was saying, like, if Tom Brady gives me babies, that she wasn't actually just saying Tom Brady mails you a baby?
No, because the other thing he was saying is like, oh yeah, Tom Brady's gonna mail me semen, or he keeps mailing me his semen, and I wish he'll stop, and blah blah blah, or so and so mails his semen to me, he was also saying like some people are like, there's semen coming out of my sink, and it's because people are trying to impregnate me.
There's semen coming out of my sink.
Yeah, it's like all kinds of stupid shit. So I just took the Tom Brady thing and the semen mailing part and made it my own.
So I just took Tom Brady and some semen.
But he replied with no, but it's yik yuck or something like that. I can't find it now.
Oh, Jonathan Holmes.
I love Jonathan Holmes. He's the greatest.
Yeah.
Him and Chris Hardwick are like the two most positive people that I know of on the internet, and they're not annoying about it. Like most people that are always positive are.
Yeah.
On a different note, I can't wait to play I Am Alive.
I know! I just seen the fucking trailer today.
I'm watching some gameplay of it. Dude, he just like punched a dude's machete into the other dude's throat. It's just like, yeah, I just did that.
I don't like the idea. Oh my god, here's another one. Alright, you guys gotta check this one out too. I don't like the idea of...
Oh wait, he's gonna push the dude off the... Oh!
It seems like it goes in the first person view when you're aiming something, and I hope you can not have to do that. If you can
I
keep
will
it,
mind
like,
it, it, as long as it's not like Alone in the Dark controls, you know, when you try to go in first person, everything gets horribly askewed, and you're just wanting to murder people.
Well, I hope that you can have a, like an either or there, kind of like Oblivion or Skyrim does.
I wouldn't mind if it's like what game am I thinking of? It's third person. Dead Space is aiming like. It just stays exactly where it is, just zooms in a bit, and you can shoot, you know, the same. Know what I mean?
Sure.
Nah. I'm not exactly sure.
Nobody played Dead Space?
No, we have. Oh,
yeah, okay. I played this
game. I was going to say, we should do a community play date of Dead Space. Like, we should all play Dead Space.
I don't own Dead Space.
Two, I mean, like, the
I can try and get it through my rental queue.
And yeah, Shax is out of 360.
He doesn't.
So? I got PS3.
I don't.
Wait, why? I wouldn't need to. I don't have to play it on the same system as you. It's a single player game.
Yeah. Dead Space 2, I said. The multiplayer.
Yeah. I like the part of it sucks.
Wait a minute. What?
So, question. Would it be absolutely horrible if I used a different version of the movie? Like, just a different file?
No,
because I found one that's far smaller.
As long as it's the same length.
Yeah, it's just a smaller file size. It's probably not as good quality, but
I mean, even
it's downloading quicker. Oh. It's saying an hour now.
That'll be fine.
An hour now. I love that. That's quicker.
Yeah, that'll be fine. Oh, hey, I've done missions for every single Capcom character.
Sweet. What kind of missions? Is it fighting?
Yeah. It's just kind of like their kind of tutorial thing of like, hey, do this, then do this, then do this. Just teaching all the systems. And so far, it looks like I am best with Magneto, Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider. No, don't ask what I just did, because I don't know either.
Akuma. Yeah, so those are the three I'm best with so far, according to this thing. So, into story mode.
Sweet.
I also now have 5,000 player points, even though I've never been online once.
I'm glad you got through that, alright, because there's a part of my heart missing, and not knowing that.
Go fuck yourself.
You told me, it filled.
Go fuck yourself, you dick.
Oh,
but he'd have to be not, like, he can't just be a dick if he's going to fuck himself.
Sure he can. Haven't you ever seen The Wishmaster?
Oh, God.
What?
No. Wait, which one?
Three. In The Wishmaster, a guy fucks himself.
Yeah.
That's in three?
Is it the third one?
Yes, the third one, I think.
I think it's the second one.
It's either the second or the third one.
I don't think it's the first one.
I've only seen the first two, I believe.
I've seen all of them.
I don't know, they're all stupid.
Yeah, they all suck horribly.
I mean, they're all the same movie.
That's not a question at all. It's, yeah, they all horribly suck.
Who's using a microwave?
Probably James.
Ninja Kitty is making me dinner.
Wow, look at that! That's your trade!
I'll bet she is.
And I think she's about to cook my balls for dessert.
Yeah, you ready for some of them bowels, baby?
That sounds bad. I don't know if you meant that as good, but it sounded horrific.
Ah, crap.
There may have been a sexist comment, yes.
No. I can't get past the... Oh, wait, yes, I did.
Okay, well, she came back with a really shitty comeback. She thinks your face sucks.
Of course it does. Because that is the only...
on a dick, yeah.
Yeah, because that is the only insult she knows.
And then she added on other dudes. Your face sucks, other dudes.
Alright.
Okay, give her all points. Right. Give her points for originality.
I'm looking at this right now. Mommy Got Boobs, Sienna West, Graduation Lay. I don't know if I downloaded that one today or not.
I'm at 81%.
Shut up, we're talking about porn. Obviously,
so
that's
am
porn.
I.
Yeah, he's at 81%.
A chub fact?
Oh, fucking kidding me. Second act of X Factor, I die. Oh well. Hey, Deadpool.
Hey, it's Deadpool.
Katana-rama, bitch.
Katana-rama. Yeah.
Yep, that is an attack.
Alright.
Alright.
You know what I feel like doing?
I can teleport.
You know what I think it's time for, guys? I think it's time for me to read another manga aloud, like I am the characters.
Nope. It's not that time yet.
Again, no.
I'm going to pick a random one. Give me
I'll
two letters.
I'll let you know when it's that time, and now's
give
not that
time.
It's
give me two
not
letters.
F you.
Here's time.
Say
it's
a number
a better
1 through 10. 1 through 10.
7.
Shut up, man. Don't encourage him.
Fuku Nico is apparently the one I'm going to be reading. Oh,
nope.
Wow.
I didn't say FN. I said FU.
Nope. Yeah, I said I was going with the first two letters I type in the keyboard.
James, just listen to me for a minute. What you should do instead of reading this aloud on random podcasts is get screen capture and start recording your own motion comics.
That sounds like work. I'd rather it be on your time. How is this? Alright.
Yeah, fuck you, Ghost Rider. X-23 all up in your shit.
It's Ghost Rider. Like, he's anything. He's like the Marvel equivalent to Aquaman.
Yeah, but, but Aquaman's kind of been in some shit recently. You know, he...
Name one thing good that he's been in.
The Aquaman comic.
Your mom.
Yeah, but like, new Aquaman comic, he's just fucking going around stabbing Cthulhu-looking motherfuckers.
Nice.
Yay! I just landed a beautiful combo.
Nice.
So, achievement unlocked, 10 game score. Now I'm fighting Thor, Firebrand, and Phoenix Wright.
So, update, I'm at 6.8%.
Okay.
Seriously? I'm at 86% now. Like, there's a chance we could actually do this.
Alright, yeah, both of you are about to be out.
Yeah, whoever wins gets the honor of being on the podcast.
Yeah!
Oh,
I challenge
man.
You to a knife fight just in case.
Okay. I'll take that bet.
Stab, I win. I won. Can't do anything. I won. Da, 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 da.
Yay, web swing! I fucking love Phoenix Wright.
Have you guys, did you see the original, like, the fake leaked gameplay of Phoenix Wright?
Nope.
It was just the sprite sheet of Phoenix Wright pasted over Beautiful Joe. Like, you just see Beautiful Joe's legs, and then from the hip up was just Phoenix's, like, close-up of in the game, and he's just pointing.
Wow.
And it's just moving with him.
Hmm. You can actually do the pointing thing in this game. It's a combo.
I know.
It's fucking awesome.
But, just as a warning, if you do... start doing this commentary track without me. I will do everything I can to fuck it up.
What are you going to do?
I have my face.
Yeah, just wait. He's just going to call our houses.
Maximus. Oh, man.
No, that's me.
I want to do Maximus Spider. Oh, god damn it, the dog.
Yeah, I think Bovi, you can't kick Bovi out for two reasons. Number one, this is wrong. Number two... You made him sit through Body Snatchers last night.
Hey, Body Snatchers isn't bad.
Yes, it is.
Really? Were you watching a different movie?
No, I was watching the same movie. I just have a bizarre affection for shitty movies.
No, you have a bizarre asphyxiation with naked women with lots of bush.
Well, there's that too.
The six-year-old kid didn't seem to like that.
Yeah, but he's 6 years old. He doesn't know what bush is.
No, he did. He seen it. He's like, I know what that is.
Yeah, he saw it. That doesn't mean he understands it.
Oh, no, maybe not understand it, but...
I'm at 10% now. I'll be done, like, before 9.
Before 9, man. It's
yeah,
like
you're not going to make it. I got... No, you're not going to make it.
Damn it, Thor, go. Go fuck yourself, Thor.
That sounds like a great movie, actually.
Go fuck yourself, Thor. Yeah. Let's see, there's porn on that.
There's probably...
Rule 34.
Oh, God.
Rule 30 Thor.
Oh, this is great.
If we actually do post this, that should be the title.
And that should be a t-shirt.
Yeah,
that's what I was actually just about to say. Where's my notepad? Okay. Ah, damn it.
This is actually kind of cool. I
will carve it into my hand, my head.
What will be the design for that shirt, though?
Hold on.
Thor giving his middle finger?
No.
Thor rolling around in mud?
No. Thor with, like, his hammer conveniently censoring him, and he's just got a dumb troll face, just...
Or Thor with his back to you, crouched over in a closet.
That actually sounds like we're about to do something else
face?
To
him. No, Thor with his back to you, with his hammer strategically placed to cover his ass.
Rule 34, Thor? Are we good with that design? I mean...
Man, Marvel's gonna
trademark
fucking...
Trademarked.
Marvel
can't steal it, internet.
Marvel is gonna sue us.
Well, you know what?
No,
well,
they don't own. They don't own Thor. As long as you don't design it like Marvel's Thor, as long as you don't directly steal their image, they can't technically take Thor because he's a Norse god.
Yeah, he's a god.
I want to say they can't sue us. They can only sue you because you're the one making the shirt. I'm only coming up with the design. So
just calm down. You don't need to get lawyers involved.
He said we're gonna get sued. I get defensive. I can't go to prison again.
Again. How bad did they rape you last time?
They didn't at all. I just went in. I was like, man, why am I here? They're like, oh, we're giving you a tour if you want to buy the place.
It's like, you ever watch Shawshank Redemption? It's kind of like that.
Wait, which one? Yeah. Michael Clark Duncan is a scary motherfucker.
You're thinking of something else. Like,
Red Mile.
Yeah.
Oh, well, prison movie.
Morgan Freeman.
Shawshank Redemption was the one that was parodied on Family Guy, right?
Yes.
Shawshank,
yeah, it was Morgan Freeman and Tim. It was Morgan Freeman and Tim Robbins.
Yeah, Shawshank Redemption
I like the
is the lesser of the two. Green Mile.
I love the parody of Robot Chicken with Batman. It was one of the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was.
Come on, Joker! You better be dead. I shit you not. I can't do the voice anymore.
And I just love how it ends with the Joker literally shitting all over Batman.
Yep.
And Mark Hamill did the voice.
Yeah. What? Where?
In,
Shawshank parody.
Wait, what?
What, Chicken Shawshank Redemption parody with the Joker and Batman?
Chef's when was this? Kind of interested in this.
It's on Robot Chicken.
Oh.
It was one of the...
disappointed.
It was one of the better skits.
I should look up Robot Chicken stuff because their DVDs are outrageously priced.
Yeah.
And just Ultimate Spidered.
Like, a buddy of mine bought their Star Wars DVD for like $30 or $20 or some shit. And it's like a half hour long. It's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, that's their special episodes. Their special episodes are an hour long, or half an hour long, because their regular episodes are 15 minutes.
And
but
like,
you don't sell it for
the
regular price
sense.
Of a DVD.
The box set
DVDs are $60 now.
If I'm paying a certain amount for Rob Chicken, it's understandable to me because it's 15-minute episodes. There's like at least what 12 or 15 per season.
The closest I ever got is I bought the Star Wars Blu-ray Family Guy trilogy. And it was because it was like $25 on Amazon for all of them.
Oh, I mess around. That's the one thing I remember from the Star Wars Family Guys.
Have you guys? I bought a song today on iTunes called "The Zelda Rap." Have you guys heard that?
Smosh.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
No.
It's good.
Actually,
I like it. Like the beginning kind of sucks.
Didn't System of a Down do like a thing about Legend of Zelda?
No. That was
not System of a Down. Everyone thinks it's System of a Down.
Not System of a Down. I think I was thinking of something else, actually.
Isn't it Rabbit Foot or something like that?
No, I'm thinking of something else, probably.
Can you guys hear that?
Yeah,
I've heard it before.
I was playing it for James. Alright, I'm going to stop it now so we don't get in trouble.
The download's done.
Yay. Well, just let me kill Trish first. And the fucking sentinels.
Really, you're honestly going to do this without me?
Trish, you could have seen the light.
Well, if he does it without you, I'll tap out also.
Oh.
Butt buddies.
Which is what you guys will be while bored to death watching the body snatchers want to be.
I don't care what you think, man.
I'll be doing a James Bond impersonation the entire movie, so.
Well, see, that makes it even better.
I'm Daniel Craig.
So think about it. You don't only have to put up with the movie, you have to put up with James and just James.
How about this? You don't have to have the movie playing, you just guess what's going on the entire time.
I like that. Let me do it that way.
Let's do that. Until he gets the movie up, then we'll get him in on time and just be like, okay, let's go.
Okay.
No.
Well, you can pick a...
That's a brilliant idea.
That sounds... That's too much work.
No, I think that's what we should do. Just have a random movie playing and just be like... And then somebody else isn't watching. One person's watching, everyone else is guessing. Just like, is there a guy? No, there's a woman. Okay, is the woman, like, a guy for real? No. Okay.
The woman naked?
I was going to say, that's the next thing I ask.
So it'd just be like the entire thing. Is she nude yet? No. Is she nude yet? No. Is she nude yet? No. Is she nude yet? Yes.
It's like, ooh, wait, what are we watching? Girl Dragon Tattoo. Oh my god.
It's like, oh, what are we watching? Basic Instinct.
The what?
Basic Instinct. Make sure Stone gets naked in that. She flashes her bead at people.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Well, she gets actually naked in The Specialist. Yeah. And gets plowed from behind in the shower
and
Sylvester Stallone.
And gets naked. And actually gets fully naked in, I think it's Basic Instinct 2.
What? Well, I've never seen the second one.
I never heard of this franchise ever, so.
You never heard of Basic Instinct?
Nope. What if I have,
you?
I just haven't
heard of it. Then you are lucky.
You know what I kind of want to do also, since we talked about watching an anime season series premiere and a series finale?
Did we? I don't think any of us talked about that.
Wait a minute.
No, you weren't there.
Yeah, you weren't there for it. I was thinking we should watch video game cutscenes, like all of us just watch cutscenes and go, huh.
Like, what I was thinking of doing was, like, starting doing, like, commentary. Like, commentaries for trailers.
Ooh.
Commentaries for everything. Like, let's just do random crap in general.
I like the idea of random stuff.
The whole video game cutscenes, there's this group who does something like that. It's called Unskippable.
Yeah, Loading Ready Run. Yep, every Monday on the Escapist.
Yeah.
Damn it. Well, we can... Would we be able to do that anyway?
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, then we probably get some mail people that's like, oh, you're just ripping off this thing. So, yeah. Oh, no, wait, how about video game trailers, how they looked before, and then the final trailer before release? Because I know Borderlands was... extremely different compared to its final trailer.
That's few and far between, though. I mean, you got Borderlands, and you got I Am Alive. And,
I Am Alive.
A few others,
I'm
but,
glad that changed.
Yeah, it looks good. But what I'm saying is for a drastic change in a video game like that, it's very, very few and far between. I mean, look at even fucking Duke Nukem. It looks exactly the same way it ever has.
What about Metal Gear Rising? Like that
Metal
shit.
Metal Gear Rising: Revengeance.
Yeah, like that shit. Like the first trailer they showed, like it was it literally was a different game.
It was like lightning and shit. And
And it was just before it was like just him running around cutting watermelons or some shit. Like,
it was like him running around cutting dudes, but then the end of the trailer was him cutting a watermelon.
Yeah. That's the only part of it that I remember.
It made me think Call of Duty when they're shooting hitting the watermelon, because I'm like, I do a lot of watermelon shooting in Call of Duty.
Yeah, it was like you just run through the trailer, like for most of the trailer you just run around cutting dudes up, you know, like there's the dynamic cutting where like you just knock a guy out and it just like slows down so you can like get the proper angle on it, like cut him into pieces. But then that game got canceled. And they got picked up by Platinum. And now they're making it so that there isn't any dynamic cutting. It's just mash buttons
and
it's like mash buttons and shit happens.
Yeah, it looks like a Devil May Cry game to me.
But yeah, that's kind of what Platinum Games like specializes in.
Wasn't Platinum Games like founded by the guy who created Devil May Cry, or am I thinking something else?
I don't know. It's from former Clover Studios guys. Let me look at.
I know Devil May Cry and Bayonetta. Yeah, Bayonetta was created by the person who made Devil May Cry, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I know. I had the same director.
That might be what I'm thinking.
I don't like it. I don't like my Metal Gear being not Metal Gear-ish.
I like my Metal. I like my Metal Gear being as little Metal Gear as possible.
I like my Metal Gear.
Tra-la-la. What did I just say?
Wait, what did you say? You don't like your Metal Gear being what?
I like my Metal Gear being not Metal Gear.
You're a fucking troll.
I don't like Metal Gear.
I only played Snake Eater, and I know there's one the thing that frustrated me about it. I never beat it, and I still have it to this day. Obviously, I was sitting there. I was like, "Why is my guy? Why is he dying?" "Oh crap! I have to feed him." I'm fighting a boss. I'm spending more time trying to find food to survive. I'm like, stab the snake. Ah, that sounds like an innuendo.
I don't think you have to eat to stay alive in that game.
I thought you did. What am I?
I don't think so.
Maybe
you
just suck.
I had to do something. I kept dying.
Yeah. It's called sucking is what you were doing.
No, like I was paused and I was slowly dying.
I think you can get poisoned and stuff like that. It's been so long since I played Snake Eater.
Okay, so just Clover Studios, the guys who made Platinum, they made the Beautiful Joe games, Okami and God Hand.
And they went out of business.
Oh, listen to this, motherfuckers! Sarcasm can enhance your ability to solve problems. That's why I'm an amazing problem solver.
Right.
That's what it is.
It's right here, fact!
You are a great problem solver.
I'm so glad you're part of this podcast.
You take the sarcasm on that.
I am so glad I hired you.
I'm so glad it's not butter.
See, that sounds sarcastic, but I know
I can't
you really
believe
are
it's
happy
not butter.
That you hired me because I'm awesome at writing reviews.
Since you are the only one who writes reviews.
I keep meaning to do that. I'm just unproductive.
Yeah, like, haven't you been working on... You've been working on an Alan Wake review since we founded the site.
Now that Alan Wake American Nightmare coming through the Xbox Live Arcade this February is coming out, I will probably not have time to do more.
So expect your review of Alan Wake American Nightmare by 2014.
No, delay that because Alan Wake 2 will be out by then and I'll push it back even more. I'll do like a series review at the end of its run. Like the final game will come out. I'll be like, James reviews Alan Wake. Which one? All of them.
And
I'll
then
just,
you die.
Just be a picture of me giving the thumbs up.
And then you die.
that's what I'll be doing.
But, no, like I pitched a thing to you, a thing where literally all you had to do was write one sentence, and you still couldn't do that.
It was a lot of work.
Not really. You write one sentence, and then I do everything else.
It's still a lot of work to write that whole sentence. You know, because I got to think of the sentence. I'm like, did I spell that right? Is that proper grammar?
Dude, you could have gotten on Skype, told the sentence to me, then I figure all that shit out. It's literally just this.
That is still a lot of effort. Getting on the computer, opening Skype, getting my microphone. Walking all the way over to
you could text me.
Well, that requires opening my phone, going to your contact. For some reason, it goes to my friend Matt's contact, no matter what letter I hit.
God.
And then I'm all like, do I really want to send a text to anybody now that I gotta delete that whole sentence? And then,
God damn it! Shut up.
Well, that would require me to stop moving my mouth.
Exactly. If you shut up, it will be less energy than currently talking.
I'm tired.
Just imagine what it's going to be like when just the two of you are doing the movie review or the movie, the Let's Watch together.
Well, just Jesus, you know
I
what's
just
going
realized.
On.
So I was wondering why no one was listening to me. I realized my microphone was still muted.
Every time. This happened like three times.
By the way, this download will totally be done by 9.
I'm going to stick around for the whole thing. I'm trying to get a good night's sleep for once.
Plus, you're not going to happen tonight. We are going to play it out tomorrow. You know what you can do? If you want a good night's sleep, instead of procrastinating on writing your American Nightmare review,
how can you write
it? The game is the thing that's not out yet.
Yes. All right. So unlike other websites, we do not get previews of games.
Fortunately.
Except
I could have done a preview, but except
games you really don't want to play.
Yes. Except for Darkstar, who only gets indie games.
Didn't you get a demo for Final Fantasy 13 too?
No,
that
demo's up now. I downloaded that. I was going to play it, but then I didn't.
It looks it's a Final Fantasy game. If you can just play Final Fantasy 1 and just replace a character name and you're set.
Not really, because Final Fantasy 1 actually had you doing stuff.
Would you shush? Because I don't know how Final Fantasy works. I know only Final Fantasy from Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, well, it's like Kingdom Hearts, but less fun.
I was gonna say it's probably a lot less fun.
But yeah, at some point I'll just send it to you over Skype because apparently that will work. But I for some reason cannot get the my Legend of Zelda gameplay video onto Mega Upload.
Hmm. Okay, that's another thing. Bovey's gonna be doing a new series of Let's Plays on Legend of Zelda because I guess he quit Battlefield 3.
I haven't quit Battlefield 3. I'm gonna be doing both.
Okay, and we're going to be making fun of them for both of these games.
Yeah, the first little bit of Legend of Zelda doesn't seem too bad. I don't die too much, and I actually complete my first temple within the second video.
Yeah, it's
What Zelda game is this?
The Legend of Zelda.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just...
So you're pulling out the Nintendo.
Yeah, but it's just you say, I didn't die too much.
Yeah, you got a lot.
Don't send me porn.
Oh.
Why is everyone so like distasted towards that?
Because it's not cool to watch. Because it's not cool to watch porn with other dudes.
Well, that's you're not watching. It's just a picture.
Send it.
As I'm right here, right?
Yeah, we do now.
Oh my god!
I'm kidding.
You guys suck.
You have no proof.
Yeah, well, you guys don't get any of this yummy, yummy dinner, so,
What is that?
Is that what the kids are calling it, too?
Yes. That's what the kids are calling it these days. Just
yummy, yummy dinner.
Oh, why did you do that?
What did I do?
Like, I'm going to go meet Timothy behind school for them. Yummy, yummy dinner.
That's what you did.
It's like, oh, that bitch is such a cook.
Oh. Did you notice how I scrambled the eggs?
Like,
oh, if you must know, these are Jamaican patties.
Jamaican patties?
Oh, I heard you gave Jamal a Jamaican patty yesterday.
You really need to learn to not talk around these guys.
Like, how does she stay? Like, how does she still walk after that? He's like, Jamaican patties, those things are painful.
So, anyone else agree that with every single indie developer now making retro type like 8-bit and 16-bit games is basically not even a retro thing anymore? Like, there's no nostalgia factor anymore. It's starting to get diluted into being just another genre.
Yeah.
So I also want to mention. Developers are getting lazy because they're sending other companies their games to work on.
Yeah, that's
you shut the fuck up. Don't you ever talk like that about Kojima. Ever.
No, I'm saying game developers in general. I mean, Capcom has somebody else doing the Resident Evil game.
Yeah, and it's Kojima.
And the Dead Rising game. And, I don't know. Who cares?
Yeah,
at this point? Who cares at this point?
Yeah, and Shax, it's Kojima, not Kojima.
I've heard it pronounced both ways.
Well, that's because you're stupid.
Of course you have.
It was him saying it once, and then him saying it again another time. He's like, I heard it both ways now.
Kid, this is really weird. I just booted up the Final Fantasy XIII 2 demo, and the save screen looks like a really bad emulation of the PlayStation saving screen.
Okay, I'm curious. What was that?
That was Kitty being beaten.
You know, that was me being like, why is now save 4 hours to download?
I was like, Bo's got to keep his bitches in line.
Yeah. I mean, when she makes Jamaican pound cake,
he expects it. You can't even get the joke right. Jamaican patty.
Whatever.
Oh my god, you fail!
A Jamaican pound cake would be something completely different. It would be a pound cake with pot in it.
Yes, then shove your ass.
Why shoved up my ass?
Yeah.
Why not?
Okay, you know, for a bunch of guys, you sure talk about same-sex stuff a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it's not same-sex, it's a cake.
Yeah, and a woman is the one shoving it up his ass.
He's hoping.
Well, we're talking about you, so you are a woman, right?
You're just fantasizing, right?
It's a fantasizing about getting pastry shoved up someone's rectum.
The worst part is that in his fantasies, you actually are a kitty.
That's all he hears.
Yes, I'm super into Kimono Mimi.
All right, 8 more minutes.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm at 100% still. That's not going to change.
Okay, so in the Final Fantasy demo, there are Final Fantasy characters.
What? Yeah, are they all emo and angst?
No one cares about Final Fantasy XIII-2.
But there's also a giant robot hand sticking out of the ground.
Right.
That just came is now coming to life.
Right.
Okay.
So I guess this is turning into the X-Men?
I'm watching
the Darkness 2 demo.
Yeah, I'm downloading that right now.
It's good.
Yeah, I watched the gameplay.
You guys get exclusive for Xbox Gold, right?
Yeah, I watched a commentary of it, and it looks fucking awesome.
On Tuesday, I'm going to be going to this thing where the developers are going to be giving me a keynote speech about how it's coming along. Ooh. I'm just going to record video of that and post it to the site, by the way.
And post it to the site, not to your YouTube channel.
I can do both.
Not really. Like I'm talking about like having it integrated with our like native video player.
Fine.
Yeah, he wants it so I can't watch it.
Yep. Well, it's your fault for not having the proper browser.
Oh, hey, I just noticed there's a message in my
state. The browser can't be the problem.
I checked it out. The thing we're using, I think it's like HTML5 or something, or like Flash, but it does not work well on Firefox.
I want to mention something.
Okay. So it works sometimes with Firefox, it's not other times.
Yeah.
And instead of fixing it and making it a better player, they'd rather just be like, meh.
So, anyway.
But it was free, so that's understandable.
Yeah, I go with Chrome myself.
Yeah, I was really sketchy about Google Chrome at first, but eventually it got me.
Yeah, Google Chrome's awesome.
I felt like... Like, Firefox has been crashing on me more and more often, which I don't know if it has anything to do with... I don't know. But, yeah, it crashes on me often, and usually if I'm about to watch a video or something...
Okay, so this is just Final Fantasy XIII.
Great.
But now with QTEs.
Awesome.
Tell us more. One thing I'm going to be watching out for with the developers' keynote speech is if they say they've been working nonstop. I don't want them to say that, because then I will have to respond with, dude, you have Windows. I see you playing pool in there.
Hey, maybe
the video camera at them.
It's like, no, I was like, they are working. They're compiling code. Just compiling code takes time.
No. Do 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 do.
I got that song, but we wouldn't be able to hear it because...
Soba.
No, because it's on my computer and not on my phone.
You know what? I'll do the next best thing. Do 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 do.
Manana.
Do 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 do.
Manana.
Do 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 do. Do 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 do
the riveting content that they come to the site for.
I bet you this on its own would get more listeners than our anime podcasts.
Probably.
Hold on, I'm pulling something up that's very important.
It's porn. Okay, what the fuck is this kid's weapon?
What?
I don't understand what the hell this kid is carrying.
Kid, look at it.
I'm looking at it, but I don't know what the
play.
Fuck. Oh, you're playing Final Fantasy 13 too, so.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know he was playing it right now.
Yeah, of course I'm fucking playing it right now. But like
I thought you were just talking about
no,
it.
A chick's got a crossbow that used to be a Moogle. Now, and then this other kid has a sword, and then something that looks like solidified fire on a stick that folds out into a staff. And now a giant thing with a robot arm is being attacked by airships.
Speaking of giant things and airships...
Zip.
Big sausage pizza.
I wonder what that... A lot of innuendos in today's podcast thingy.
Well, it's not so much innuendos as actual porn sites.
Yeah, porn is like everything's an innuendo in that
shit.
I want
to mention, I just pulled up my Skype thing. I didn't notice that I had a message. And I was like, friends, I opened it, I was like, hello.
Well, hello.
That was like 10 minutes ago when both of us like, stop sending me porn.
I only just noticed. Oh, I was just like, dude. Ooh.
Okay. See, the other stuff you said was, like, interesting, and I enjoyed reading it, and it was funny, and I retweeted the one thing, but then you sent me porn.
Wait, why are we laughing?
Because we're talking about porn, and you go,
Horrible timing. I was falling down my seat, so I pulled myself back up.
Yeah, that's
totally what happened.
You were
maybe.
Falling down with your pants.
So that's what the kids are calling these days. Oh, so I was falling down my chair yesterday.
Oh, this man. I hit the screen while I was falling.
Oh, my God. This is awesome.
See, this is why I don't, again... I think we should do more free talk podcast because it will end horribly, horribly wrong.
Yes, so join us. So join us the first Monday of every month for our random podcasts.
Oh, I'm definitely getting Mondays off of work.
What's the whole thing with guys putting their dicks through pizzas?
Through pieces of what?
Pizzas.
Oh, pizza. I heard pieces.
Yeah, that's big. Yeah, that's big sausage pizza. Just like some.
Yeah, I was gonna make that joke. I hate you.
Yeah, it's like that's what they do. Just like some guy pretending to be a pizza, some guy who's pretending to be a pizza delivery guy, comes to a porn star's house, and then she acts like she doesn't know him. They're like, well, I use acts in the most liberal sense of the word.
No, he comes to the door,
and then he comes to the door, and then he gets out of his car.
Up here's a link. What's this link gonna lead me to? Oh, okay, hi.
Yeah, just
like a pizza. Yeah, just like some guy cuts a hole in the bottom of the pizza box, sticks his dick inside, and gets the girl. Like it's like opens it up, and it's like, man, I could use some. And that's a pretty big sausage, and then just turns into sex from there.
Okay, my biggest fear is they order barbecue sauce, and we just see the outtakes is there's barbecue sauce. He's just like, not that bad.
Yeah, and then the same guys that bring you big sausage pizza also bring you freak fuckers, which is just weird.
I don't know if I want to know.
It's like they take.
It could be a link dump.
It's like they take just regular porn stars and then like you put them in really weird situations. Like there's this one where they have like where she has like plastic boobs on her back. So they're like, I have four tits.
What?
And there's another one where a guy is like a guy has like a space hop like duct taped to like his pant like the underwear that he's wearing. And it's supposed to be his big testicles.
The internet scares me, but it intrigues me.
There's one where a chick fucks a sea monster.
That's from Japan.
Yeah, it's you can't.
And she, and
that's
then,
just
yeah.
a Tuesday.
And then another
that's
one with
Tuesday in Japan.
And then another one with a different chick fucks Bigfoot.
There's always that morbid curiosity that people have to look at that stuff.
Oh, and then there's another one where just a chick is just a head in a box. But she has a vagina on the back of her head.
I really want to say, yeah, we probably got a lot of this from Japan.
Actually,
99% of porn comes from Japan. That's, and like, fetishes as well. The 1%, the guy that lives just outside of Japan on that tiny little island that isn't Japan, he's like, those guys are in some weird shit.
We just kind of stand there with like a, I just kind of sit there with binoculars and like a bottle of Vaseline.
I'm surprised there hasn't been guy watching porn.
Wow.
They need to go deeper.
That's what she said.
that's porn.
I think that should just be a podcast. I just pop in randomly go do 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 do.
That's gonna be the theme song for these random podcasts.
I think I'll just show up randomly, like I'll call the podcast just like phenomena. And then I run away.
Now if only we could find a dubstep remix of that song.
I'm on it.
And then as soon as you find it, email the creator, see if we can use it.
No, we're using it anyway. If soap is gonna pass, we may as well use what we can.
No, like I make it the force of habit to email every single person who owns music to see if we can use it and then end up using it anyway.
Hold on, wait. Of our four
new theme songs, one of them we are actually allowed to use.
I want to say, a YouTube Muppets Manamana dubstep, DJ Solo, drop it like Manamana.
Post the link. Here's a link you guys got
to
check out.
I
want
to listen to it. Just for a second.
This is a legitimate link.
Hold on.
I have one too. Check out this link.
Don't know what SOPA is, can't look it up on Wikipedia. first world problems.
Hold on. Shush, I'm trying to listen. I'm trying to listen to it.
Well, post this.
Oh,
so
it's
we
like
can...
a. What?
Post that shit.
What is this? What's going on here?
I'm gonna kill you, James, if you don't post it in the next 5 seconds.
Why is there a puppet in a box?
Post it!
2-1.
Phenomena!
I like that it manamana is supposed to. Alright, what's this? Hold on. The World of Tomorrow, if the internet disappeared today.
That might actually, that was totally the wrong one.
It still
works. Looking for something else.
Still works.
It's still funny.
It's accurate. Okay, also, my movie is at 100% downloaded. I think I'm just going to mention that every so often. You can skip like up to
you like,
a minute or a 30
then
seconds.
Then you're like, I'm tired. I want to go to bed soon, so.
What's this video that you sent us?
That is what I found. You'll see in a sec. It was the closest thing to dubstep.
We had to wait 45 seconds.
That is not dubstep at all.
I know. I said that's the closest thing that came up.
How long did you look?
30 seconds.
He didn't even look. He just clicked on the first thing at the top.
Did you know the Fray did a cover of the song?
No, I did not.
Hold on. I'm going to find it. And that's what one of the searches. Yep, here. Hold on.
Oh god, I heard this about on the comedy button. Oh,
all right,
this is brilliant.
It's not on YouTube. What's this thing? What is this? I don't even understand. It's on the internet.
All right, the beginning of this is stupid. It takes like 25 seconds.
It just crashed on me. Okay. I apparently need to upgrade my Flash player for the 7th time this week.
Everyone listening to this needs to type Ryan Scott into YouTube. And listen
I
to
gave
up.
My YouTube just crashed. For like the 7th time. I'm very mad at YouTube. What?
This is the greatest video I've ever seen in my entire life. Whoa! Wow, that building he's standing in front of while he's leaning on the wall, you guys are probably not even watching this. That is the old building that I used to work in. I didn't know he was in Grand Rapids.
Okay.
Nice. Okay, what's this going to be? Mana Mana?
Mana Mana.
Oh, okay. Do 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 do.
Mana Mana.
Do 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 do.
Mana Mana.
Do,
put
do,
your bit
do,
up.
Alright, let's see. Here's the dubstep. Listen.
What am I supposed to do on this page?
Oh my god, this is amazing.
What am I supposed to do here?
Listen to the song. Bobby, what's your movie at?
It suddenly slowed right the fuck down. So it's at 46%.
You got 5 minutes, Bobby.
Yep. If not, then we actually are doing
it. Fine, then. Go ahead. Be that
but
way.
I stand by my word that I won't do it either if you don't do it.
Okay, how about...
Despite the fact James is all like, I wanna go to bed at a reasonable time.
I'm not really going to bed. I just... Eh. Okay. I think we should just do the random podcast at this point.
This isn't dubstep, though.
It's close enough. It's electro.
Yeah.
It's a club banger. We've been doing the random podcast for the last hour and a half.
Yeah, we can keep doing this more.
They killed it.
NFL player blames fan for a loss. Okay, that was a weird Yahoo thing.
The comments for this video has been disabled, and it's because they're saying that everyone was writing Ryan Scott shit, oh boy, in his fucking comments for this video.
How about that Casey Anthony?
She's hot. I'd fuck her. And the greatest thing, she's willing to get her kid kidnapped and not have one.
Oh my god. Woo! I don't know why. I'm on the, I was on Yahoo, and the top trending thing was Hitler's lair. And of course, being me, I clicked it.
Uh-huh.
And apparently Hitler's still alive, and he's just playing something. I don't know what he's doing.
He's playing Kill the Jews.
I don't know. Oh wow, top rated girls. Hitler is in there. It's Kristen Basil, Candice Bergus, Adolf Hitler.
Yeah. If you guys are dead set on doing tonight, doing the invasion tonight. Then I don't think I'd be able to.
Yeah, we're invading something.
Your internet sucks.
I don't know why. It was going quickly, then it's I'm going to slow down.
Mine does that too sometimes. It's weird. It'll be way high up at 600-700 kilobytes, and then it'll drop way the fuck down to 60.
Yeah, it's pretty much what's happened to me. It was it's going to be done in 20 minutes. Now it's going to be done in 4 hours.
Yeah. All right, I'm not seeding this shit.
Just play the guessing game. Guess what's going on in the movie.
Yeah, we do that. Here's the three of us watch it, and you just kind of sit there, what's happening?
Yeah, we just go, oh my god, and you're like, what? It's Daniel Craig just put on a mustache made of crayon.
If you guys want to do it, if you do it tomorrow, you can't have James.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd probably be better, because then things would actually get done.
Well, we watched the movie while we're doing it, so it's not really we can get that off track without...
He'll find a way to derail it.
Yeah. I'll text him. I'll be like, hey, how's it going? And suddenly the internet explodes.
Well, so honestly, do you guys just want to do this tomorrow, or...?
I gotta see if I can find this song on iTunes.
I say we, keep going with random. I mean, I don't mind missing it. I'll just uninstall Torrent, because I prefer not having a Torrent thing on here. I don't know why.
Prefer not to have one?
Yeah, because I don't need Torrents for anything, really.
Well, then, Yeah, I guess that would mean do the commentary track tomorrow night, because it seems
yeah,
like
you guys
that's
what get everyone wants. Commentary tracks, whatever,
I would not demand it if, you know, James still wanted to do it. I'd probably let him do it, but...
No, I really don't care either way at this point, because, you know, it's we're having fun with the random, and then we can have fun with the movie, too, because I mean, I'm having fun either way.
Wouldn't you work? Like, what time do you work?
I work at 4 tomorrow, but I gotta get some stuff done around the house.
Okay, like, what? You start at 4?
I start at 4. I won't be able
any
to do it anytime
anyone
before
anyone can do it earlier?
I can't guarantee that, so...
I can do it at about 2.
I wouldn't be able to.
I could possibly do it around 2.
I would be leaving for work at that time.
Jesus yes, Christ, so... man. You and your job!
Well, pick. How about this weekend? You guys do the movie podcast. I mean,
It's not a movie podcast. It's a movie commentary. And
that's
we
what
have,
I mean, like,
yeah,
it has to be. It has to be up tomorrow.
Yes.
Just post this random thing, and
that's
what
we want to do tomorrow.
We're posting this. Yeah, we're posting this tomorrow, which is today for people. We're posting this on Thursday.
And just like be like instead, it's like, and then put the movie thing off till tomorrow, and then post the movie thing on Friday.
Well, I kind of need to drive my drunk mom and her drunk friends around Friday, so I can't really do much Friday.
She's drunk?
She will be on Friday.
I mean, Friday morning, if you email me the stuff, I can try uploading it. I don't know how to work it, really.
All right, I got to download the song. It's just awesome.
Let somebody else handle it. Like, we can always just miss one day. I mean...
Not really. I pride myself I've prided myself so far on having shit up within a timely fashion, mostly.
Yeah. I'm sure we can get away
2 minutes before midnight.
You learn to give it up real quick, because when I started doing my comics a few years back, I was all set. I was like, I'm going to do it on time, and eventually I just stopped caring.
Well, no. I mean, we should still continue to try doing stuff on time and stuff, but I mean, first we got the whole thing of like, hey, we shut down for the blackout. Second of all, shit happened, and some of us weren't able to get the movie, you know, earlier. And
it's blame Groovy.
Some of us.
Okay,
that's the easiest.
Yeah, just be like, yeah, we're gonna do this later. On a side note, can I just say something real quick?
Hmm.
Oh no,
Battleship. Battleship the movie is going
what
to
did
be
you
amazing.
Say no. God damn it.
Battleship the movie.
Just filled our heads with stupidity.
You got Battle damn it, James.
Huh?
You just dropped my IQ 3 points.
Good. Oh, come on. Battleship the movie.
It doesn't matter if Liam Neeson is in it. It's going to be terrible.
No. I'm just finding it funny. But there is a Liam Neeson Taken sequel. I'm happy.
What?
There's Taken 2?
No,
it's
yeah.
Untitled, it's called, and the plot it apparently is... In Istanbul, retired CIA operative Brian Mills and his wife are taken hostage by the father of a kidnapper Mills killed while rescuing his daughter.
Oh,
that actually might work.
Boy.
What? Really?
I'm happy. I can't wait for the sequel. I love Taken.
Kanan
Lynch. Kanan Lynch. Let's put Jamie Foxx in Kanan Lynch because he's very fitting.
Yeah, because, you know, he's playing Lynch.
How does
Why?
That both white? I'm not racist, but
I don't know. Like,
no, you don't have to be racist to know that a black guy playing a white guy is not correct.
If we were having a white guy play a black guy, it's wrong, except for Robert Downey Jr. in Tropic Thunder. The only exception.
And he was good in that, but you know that was kind of the joke. But in this, you know, it's supposed to be like a gritty crime drama thing, and so
we have Jamie Foxx playing a white guy.
No, yeah, but
like, they need to fucking. Yeah, I suggested to get fucking Jeff Fahey to do it.
They've got Bruce Willis as Kane,
which is kind of good.
That works actually because I'm going by. I've never played the game except for the demo, but it works.
Yeah,
you never played Kane and Lynch?
I played the demo, and yeah, I googled Jeff Fahey. He looks perfect for Lynch.
Who is he?
You ever watch Machete?
No.
Lost?
No.
I searched his image in Machete. I approve. Like I would love to have him be Lynch.
What else has he been in?
Well, he pulled his filmography.
Lindsay Lohan and Machete. I forgot about that.
Yep.
She's odd.
She gets fucked by Machete, then becomes a nun and kills someone.
And Robert De Niro in it is just Robert De Niro?
Yeah. Robert De Niro's fucking amazing.
I just found it funny the whole casting of the movie.
Yeah, that was insane.
I would love a sequel
I'm tired of fucking Firefox crashing on me.
Go to Chrome.
Go to Chrome. Can I move all of my favorites over and stuff?
Yep.
Yes.
Is there a private setting on it that's easily accessible?
Oh,
I don't like the way you answer that so fast.
Anyone?
It's called the incognito window.
I don't know how I feel about the new.
You just relax
over
there.
About the new G.I. Joe movie.
I have this for
it. It looks nice and stupid.
I like Bruce Willis being in it, but everybody's freaking out. It's like the, I'm sitting there. It's like it's G.I. Joe Renegades on the hub.
I haven't seen the preview for it yet.
It's nice and stupid.
The
thing that has me sold on it is the fact Ray Stevenson is in it and he plays Firefly, my favorite G.I. Joe character. So I'm happy. Yeah. Ray Stevenson, of course, being the guy who played Frank Castle in Punisher Warzone.
Okay, so Shaq, so
and he was in Thor? I forgot he was in Thor.
Yeah, okay, so Shaq.
Yay!
Jeff Fahey was also on CSI Miami for one episode. He was in The Miraculous Tale of the Children Boo Du Bois.
Alright.
He was in The Cleaner. He was in Planet Terror.
Keep going.
I saw Planet Terror. Who did he play in Planet Terror?
JT.
I'll have to look that up.
I just want to see a picture of him in Thor.
Yeah, I think he was the cookhouse guy, like the guy who owned the shop, the guy who owned the restaurant.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he was in.
See, how does that work? He's in Thor and he's the Punisher.
Well, because
what are you talking about?
Because Punisher Warzone sucks and nobody cares about it.
Punisher Warzone was pretty good.
I loved it.
I hated it.
I'm gonna have to stab you whenever we meet in person for like a panel or something. I will have to stab you, like physically.
as opposed to stabbing him metaphorically.
Hey guys, and imagine if a cock made a loud exploding sound as it splooged.
Why are we? This is an awfully gay podcast.
Blame Shaq. He keeps bringing it up.
Yeah.
I can bring it up porn, not so gay.
Oh my god.
And what's wrong with gays? So gay. What's wrong with gays, James?
Nothing. Let's get that out right there, but Jax makes it very homophobe friendly or homosexually friendly. Whatever word.
You just said I made it homophobe friendly. What the
fuck? You know what? I failed English. I have an excuse to not be able to speak.
Okay,
I can't read.
I think I'm gonna have to put an end to this.
No, you can't. Yeah,
we can, because I have a paper to write.
So I basically downloaded a movie for nothing. Okay.
Hey, it's Bowie's damn fault.
Yeah, I guess I'll I'll just go delete it. You know, I don't need it. I don't need uTorrent. And it's uninstalling. It's uninstalling.
Yep, because he is afraid of torrents.
No, I just don't need them. Like, I have no need for them. I've got an art program because I don't need to try to get Photoshop.
Yeah,
I have iTunes and I have YouTube music rips on Sopa Day.
Free comic books?
I don't buy comic books much anymore. I mean,
free movies?
I only buy movies I know I watched.
So, you've only bought movies that you've already seen?
Yeah, like in theaters. Or if they look good enough. Like, I saw Cowboys vs. Alien trailer. I bought the DVD. Yeah, it was alright. Tron, saw it in theaters, bought the DVD. Sherlock Holmes, it's got Robert Downey Jr. That was enough to sell me.
So,
really?
Out of all those movies...
Actually, Sherlock Holmes was amazing, so...
Yeah, so out of all those movies, I paid for one of them.
I want to see Sherlock Holmes again.
Yeah, Sherlock Holmes is pretty good.
I want to see both of them. That's what we should do, is if we ever do a movie one, I'll just put it in in my computer DVD player. We'll watch Sherlock Holmes.
You know, one thing. I totally agree with Shax that I'm probably going to buy Fright Night.
I saw part of it while I was at my girlfriend's house. It looked pretty good. Wait, are we talking about remake or...
Remake.
Remake.
Okay, yeah, it looks pretty good.
It is good.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome. Well, I watched Paranormal Activity 3. Did not pay for that.
I feel like we shouldn't be talking about this. Just throwing it out there.
This is the Fuck SOPA podcast.
Yes, this is the...
You know what I'm doing right now? Do you know what I'm doing right now on SOPA Day? I'm downloading music illegally. And suddenly you just hear an explosion and me screaming bloody murder.
I have actually done the exact opposite of that.
It's like you just hear like all of a sudden like you just hear wood splinters like, get down on the ground now.
I just picked 99 cents for a song called Mittens Up. It doesn't get any more fucking anti-piracy than that.
Okay.
Especially if you're watching this video.
Well, yes. I'm cutting this. Now.
No, you're not. No.
Fuck you, I am.
No.
Okay, well, we'll see you guys on the next round.
I'm going to keep this thing
full. This
up.
The 100,000 audiobooks increase up New York Times bestsellers.
I'm going to the moon.
And I'm going to start recording the blog podcast every Monday.
Also, Busted Tees. Click the link in the description to get yourself a grab bag that's 4 t-shirts for $30, saving 60% on the total cost.
This week, how would you like to play Hockey Town? We little hockey guys.
We'll see you guys next month.